Back, sharing the burden and recovery, life recovery, recovery from whatever ails you, and something does, if you're human. You agree with that, Jeff?
Yes, good.
Anyway, we're talking quickly. I want to wrap this part up and get on to the stretch home, but dependency syndrome. I was reading something on the World Health Organization this morning, and back in 64, apparently, they stopped using the word addiction in terms of, you know, diseases and so on, and they came up with this dependency syndrome. And I thought, well, what criterion would be looked at to diagnose such an illness? And here are a few of them, and you're supposed to have three of these to qualify. First one was the compulsion. And, you know, to varying degrees, obviously, to where somebody is not only compulsive but has to have kind of thing. And then there's withdrawal symptoms when somebody tries to come away from whatever the substance that he's using. You know, when he tries to stop, the withdrawal is heavy duty. The increase in tolerance over time, and we see this in alcohol all the time. You start with one beer, and the next thing you know, the guy can drink a case, and so on and so forth. And as he drinks more and more and more, he becomes more and more dependent. Another one here is the neglect of other pleasures in life. Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, the substance takes on a favored role. You know, we mentioned, you know, we idolize the substance almost over time because it has a hold. And like I say, you start neglecting the other maybe very important parts of your life. And then another one is persisting when the harm is actually, you know, visible and known, to still keep doing it. And then the last one I recorded here was a preoccupation with the substance. And we see that quite often. And Jeff and I have seen it in the jails where people can't wait to get out and get some more of this stuff that almost killed them half a dozen times or more. And that is, you know, these people are suffering from the disease of, you can call it dependency syndrome or addiction, but it's a very serious disease. And for those who end up with it, there's a, you know, almost little hope other than hoping from a spiritual entity and other people who have been there. That combination works, and that's why we brought the 12 steps to the scriptural point where, you know, we could see what scriptures were being talked about in the actual steps, and from there have found a way to make a difference in some lives. So anyone who has three or more of those, you know, you need to look at whether or not you're an addict or on your way to be one. And folks, just didn't mention this, but I've seen it from being around addiction for so many years, that there seems to be a line, an invisible line that gets crossed. And once it's crossed, it's no longer just a compulsion. It's a have-to kind of thing. And when that happens, without a lot of help, and I honestly believe that without spiritual help, there's not an answer. And, you know, we're saying, like, if 1 in 10 makes it out of this thing, that's a good number. And I have a feeling generally it's less. So, enough about that. Did you see anything there, Jeff, that stood out? This is called A Balanced Confidence, folks. It's also put together by David Stoop and Stephen Arterburn, co-editors of the Life Recovery Bible, the Life Recovery Devotional, and many other pieces of literature. Talks about a balanced confidence, and I think what they're trying to say here is that, you know, we can be confident that we have attributes that are positive, and we can be sometimes sure that we're lesser than other people, you know, so either we're conceited or we walk around kind of sheepish or somewhere in between. And they're talking about a balanced confidence here too, and I think balance is, for me, that's what life's all about. You know, it's like dieting. You know, is it balance that makes more sense, or is it, you know, extreme protein versus extreme carbohydrate. I know of diets. I have people in my family who are on either end of the spectrum and lost a ton of weight. So somebody eats all kinds of potatoes and bread and spaghetti, and the other person eats, you know, oils and bacon and, you know, and lots of that kind of stuff. And both of them have lost a ton of weight. So the extremities seem to work until they don't work. And then it's now, I don't feel right. So what part of my dietary consumption is maybe not doing what it's supposed to do?
Well, usually the extremes are the ones that are what they call diets, right? Oh, I want to lose X number of pounds. It seems to me that in the past, and probably still ongoing, people take that and go, okay, for the next month, 2 months, whatever it takes, I'm going to do this until I lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, whatever it is. Then when they hit that magic number, they say, okay, I've achieved that. They stop doing that diet, and they go back to the way they're normal is a normal type of eating that habits, or this is how I go because I just did what I wanted to. I hit a number, and then before you know it, the accumulation of weight comes back. Whereas if an adjustment in the thinking right now, and a gradual one, probably not radical, to just change. So if it's bread, so for me, I love bread. So
yeah, me too.
I can eat lots of kinds of bread. I love almost every kind of bread. So, but it sits right, you know, on your stomach. So, if I just cut back that, not eliminate, and not even eliminate any certain kind of bread, but just cut back, still enjoy bread, enjoy butter on bread, but just not have three pieces, have two pieces, have one, whatever it is, and you still get to enjoy the style of eating that you're used to, but just the consumption. I don't have to eat. Now, this is the thing. I don't have to eat to get full.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a huge one. What if I eat and say that's enough? Yeah. As for my upbringing, it was like we eat to get full. If it wasn't plate number one, it's after plate number two. So really, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be all that much, but that's the discipline part, and I think that's what it takes. Like
cutting that's also the part that says, okay, I'm in control
right
here, and you still are. Now if you take that and put it in the world of the drinker, control, you know, a drinker on his way to compulsion addiction or so on, the control of his substance abuse takes horrific energy. You know, just to go into a bar, especially if you're someone who drinks to get high, and many do. You know, you drink to get high, and now you're saying, well, I'm not going to drink to get high or not as high anymore. That control for the person who's compulsive, extreme, and so on, and maybe on the way to genetically flawed, full-blown addiction or dependency syndrome, where are you going to end up? You know, where are you at? So That energy, though, that's no joke. To control drinking if you're compulsive or extreme, brutal. Same with the drugs. So, you know, we've got to be, like you say, self-disciplined, balanced in a lot of different ways to be able to pull this world off in some sort of way without getting...
So it's not complete abstinence, perhaps, right? It could just be, it can be adjusting to less. And then over time, actually less can turn in that sort of realm.
Yeah.
Like with food, you have to eat, right? You can't go to none.
Yeah.
But in the realm of, you know, things that you don't have to have in this life, that you don't have to have any alcohol, right?
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to have any drug. But if a person has a predilection, then you know, it's just going with less and stopping there somehow.
Right on, Jeff, we're out of time. Thank you very much for your participation, for coming on the show at the last minute too. I appreciate that, and you know, we love having you on, and you'll be back again, and we'll get into whether we should have a little bit of something or not at all. That's for another show.
Perfect.
Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.